You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, we continue our study on the teaching ministry within the fivefold calling, focusing on the sobering weight and responsibility that comes with handling the Word of God. Teachers carry the power to shape lives, but with that power comes stricter judgment before the Lord. Our key verse today comes from James chapter 3, verse 1, which says, "Do not become teachers in large numbers, my brothers, since you know that we who are teachers will incur a stricter judgment." And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. We've already spent 2 days laying a foundation for the teaching ministry. On day one, we defined what a teacher is, seeing that teaching is more than sharing information. It's leading people into obedience to God's word. And on day two, we looked at biblical examples of teaching, from Ezra and Nehemiah to the apostles and Jesus himself, seeing how teaching has always been central to God's plan for his people. But today, we need to step into something heavier, the responsibility of teaching. If day one showed us the definition of the office, and day two showed us its examples, day three reveals the weight. James chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Do not become teachers in large numbers, my brothers, since you know that we who are teachers will incur a stricter judgment." That verse alone should stop us in our tracks. James is not saying that teaching is unimportant. He's saying it is so important that it comes with accountability before God that is unlike any other role. Teachers in the body of Christ are entrusted with the eternal souls of men and women. The words they speak, the truths that they communicate, the doctrines that they establish, all of it will either build people up in the truth or lead them astray. And because of that, God says that teachers will be judged with a higher standard. So let's unpack this today. We live in a culture that treats words cheaply. Social media, news cycles, and entertainment, all of it floods us with endless streams of opinions, arguments, and commentary. But in the kingdom of God, words are never cheap. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 tells us, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Now, if that's true for every believer, how much more for those entrusted to teach the word of God? When a teacher stands before a congregation, a classroom, or even a small group and opens scripture, they are handling something eternal. They are shaping how people see God, how they understand his will, and how they live their faith. This is why Jesus himself warned in Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 to 37, "But I tell you that for every careless word that people speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." If every careless word matters, how much more the intentional teaching of God's word? When you step into the role of a teacher, you step into a level of accountability that few truly grasp. Your words don't just echo for a moment, they echo for eternity. Paul understood this weight, which is why he told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a worker who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." Now, the phrase accurately handling in Greek is orthotomeo, which means to cut straight, like a stonemason cutting a block or a carpenter cutting wood. A teacher's job is to cut straight lines with the word, not crooked ones, to build something level and true, not warped and unstable. And when a teacher mishandles scripture, whether by laziness or by twisting it to fit culture or by using it to promote their own ideas, they aren't just making a mistake. They are laying crooked stones in the foundation of people's lives. And sooner or later, that faulty foundation will cause cracks, collapses, and shipwrecks in their faith. And this is why Paul charged Timothy again in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. He says, "Pay close attention to yourself and to the teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you." Now notice the order. Watch your life and your teaching. A teacher's responsibility is not just what they say, but how they live. Both must align with the word of God. Now let's think about the ripple effect. A teacher doesn't just impact the people directly in front of them. They impact everyone those people will go on to influence. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, "The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful people who will be able to teach others also." That's 4 generations of teaching in one verse. Paul, Timothy, faithful people, and others. That's the responsibility of teaching. It doesn't just stop with you. Your teaching multiplies across time. If you teach the truth, you multiply truth for generations. If you teach error, you multiply deception for generations. And that's why Satan targets teachers so fiercely. If he can corrupt the doctrine of one generation, he can derail the destiny of the next. And false teaching is not just a mistake. It is a strategy of hell to cripple the church. And that's why true teachers must guard the words that they speak with diligence. Paul warned in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4, "Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and will turn aside to myths." This is the world that we live in. People don't just want teachers of truth. They want teachers who will tell them what they want to hear. And the temptation for teachers is to give in, to soften the truth, avoid controversial passages, or preach messages that keep people comfortable rather than convict them. But here's the reality. The moment a teacher trades truth for popularity, they have abandoned their post. They've stopped feeding the flock and started entertaining the goats. And according to James chapter 3, verse 1, they will stand before God and give account for it. But responsibility doesn't stop with words. It extends to lifestyle. Titus chapter 2, verses 7 through 8 says, "In all things, show yourself to be a model of good works, with purity in doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us." Teachers must not only teach the word, they must live it. A teacher who preaches holiness but lives in compromise undermines the very truth that they are claiming to uphold. A teacher who teaches faith but walks in unbelief confuses those that they lead. A teacher who instructs on humility but walks in pride will breed pride in their followers. And that's why Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 tells us, "Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their way of life, imitate their faith." The example of a teacher's life is part of their curriculum. People learn as much from how you live as from what you say. In Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, the writer rebukes believers who should have grown into teachers by now, but were still infants in the faith. "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the actual words of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unacquainted with the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to distinguish between good and evil." And this shows us two things. One, teaching is not optional in the life of the church. It is expected that believers mature to the point where they can teach others. And two, teachers carry the responsibility of moving people from milk to meat. A teacher who keeps people in milk, surface-level encouragement, shallow messages, and easy truths is failing at their responsibility. The call of a teacher is to feed people the whole counsel of God, to challenge them to grow, and to train them to discern between truth and error. With responsibility comes both danger and reward. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 19, "Therefore, whoever nullifies one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps them and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Now, did you catch that? Teaching determines your rank in the kingdom. Those who mislead will be called least. Those who faithfully teach the truth will be called great. And this is why James chapter 3, verse 1 says teachers will be judged more strictly. It's not just about salvation. It's about accountability for what you have done with the word of God. Have you taught it faithfully? Have you lived it consistently? Have you multiplied it accurately? And if so, there is great reward. But if not, there is stricter judgment. The responsibility of teaching is not light. It is eternal. Teachers shape generations, guard doctrine, disciple believers, and multiply truth. But they also are held to a higher standard, accountable before God for every word spoken and every life influenced. If you are called as a teacher, take this responsibility seriously. Study the word diligently. Live the word faithfully. Preach the word boldly. And remember that your goal is not applause from men, but approval from God. If you sit under a teacher, pray for them, encourage them, recognize the weight that they carry and the accountability that they bear, and make sure that you are not just hearing the word, but applying it. Because the responsibility of teaching is matched by the responsibility of learning. Now, tomorrow, we will look at the difference between true teachers and false teachers, how to discern the real from the counterfeit, and why this is one of the most urgent issues in the church today. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.